You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
You're listening to The Sound.
sanctuary, safe and strong, to heal the wounds from lovers past, until a new one comes along. I spoke to you in cautious tones. You answered me with no pretense, and still I feel I'll say too much. My silence is my self-defense, and every time I've held a rose, it seems I only felt the thorn. And so it goes, and so it goes, and so will you soon, I suppose. But if my silence made you leave, then that would be my worst mistake. So I will share this room with you, and you can have this heart to break. And this is why my eyes are closed. It's just as well for all I see. And so it goes, and so it goes, and you're the only one who knows. So I would choose to be with you, that if the choice were mine to make. But you can make decisions too, and you can have this heart to break. Yeah. And so it goes, and so it goes, and you're the only one who knows.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Hello. I'm so excited and delighted that you guys will join me on tonight. It is the E-Man After Show. It's another Sunday evening right here in the man cave. And I got some fellas standing by on the phone lines. We got a conversation we're going to get into tonight. I want to thank all you guys that take time every Sunday night to join the E-Man After Show. It's a man show. I mean, we men come around the domino table and we have great conversations. And last Sunday night, I had an awesome topic that I put out on the table. And you guys want to go back and listen to the E-Man After Show last Sunday night, you can go to www.wetalkradio.com. You can go into where it's search engine, pull up the E-Man After Show, and you can listen and look at all the listen to all the shows at E-Man After Show. Listen, We got a brand new website over here on We Talk Radio Network. It's www.wetalkradio.com. We're on all social media. Listen, you can call me here at 563-999-3456. We got a YouTube channel that we're pushing over here on We Talk Radio. Go to our YouTube channel. It's We Talk Radio Network. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment, and you can subscribe. We love for you to subscribe. We're celebrating 11 years right here on We Talk Radio Network. I want to give a shout out to the CEO and the founder of We Talk Radio. That's Miss Kia Davis. Thank you. We're so appreciative for all that you have done and all that you are doing in the community. Our studio is over in Plano, Texas, but I'm broadcasting this studio. I'm broadcasting this show in my studio over here in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Dallas, Fort Worth. If you want to email me and talk to E-Man, you can email me at eman@wetalkradio.com because I am reading the emails and getting calls and suggestions, and people want us to talk about some stuff. So this is how this show works. It's a men's show. I invite a few men around the domino table. We sit up and we play a game of dominoes in conversation. I put a big six question out there. And when I put that big six question out, you know, these fellas come in on the domino and that puts them in the conversation. And so I'm so appreciative of all of you that listen to the E-Man After Show. I got an email this week. Got an email this week from a young lady. And I thought it was real interesting. And so I said, you know what? I'm gonna talk about that this Sunday night because she asked me to talk about it. And so I'm gonna try to bring some of the fellas in tonight, and we're gonna sit back and we're gonna have a great conversation off our topic tonight. Thank you guys over on the network. Listen, if you want to talk to E-Man tonight, you have to hit option one. It flags me and signals me and let me know you do want to come into the conversation, and we'll bring you into the conversation. If not, we think you're just sitting there listening, and that's. Quite all right with us. Just come off a show, Man to the Mentor show, and we had to rush out of the Man to the Mentor towers to rush over to the E-Man towers, and so we were so appreciative of Man to the Mentor. She had other obligations on tonight, and so she's not with us tonight. She had other obligations that she had to take care of at church, and so she had to go back, and so we thank her for all that she do for the E-Man After Show. Last week, let me do a little recap for last week. We talked about back to school. Do you think it's too early for your kids to go back to school, go back into the classroom? Listen, I read all y'all emails. I read all y'all. I mean, I had so many overwhelming emails that came in. So many different people gave their thoughts, and it was appreciative. Thank you guys for listening. But I got an email this week, and so I see the fellows, and I see you standing by on the phone lines. I got an email that I was reading my email, and this young lady, she emailed me, and this is what she wanted me to talk about tonight. And so I'm going to try to bring some brothers conversation tonight because I got an email, and this is what the email read. So you brothers that's joining the conversation and you sisters, you know, I'm appreciative of y'all listening to the E-Man After Show. Email came in, and I was just sitting there reading and pondering over it. And so, you know, hope this young lady's listening tonight. She says she'll be listening. She wrote in and she said, "Hello, E-Man. My name is Elizabeth. Love your podcast, your show. My husband is a workaholic, and I feel like I'm competing with an unfaithful spouse. So could you talk about work balance in the family? Thanks. I'll be listening, Elizabeth." Let me read what she said again, just in case y'all missed it. She said, "Hello, E-Man. My name is Elizabeth. Love your podcast, your show. My husband is a workaholic, and I feel like I am competing with an unfaithful spouse. So could you talk about work balance in the family? Thanks, I'll be listening, Elizabeth." So as I read her email, I said, you know what? I'm going to use that as, I'm going to rewrite it. And so those of you listening on the phone lines, those fellas that's coming into the conversation, I see you standing there. This is my big six question. That's big six. I'm putting it out there. This is the question that we're going to talk about tonight, fellas. How do men do work and balance life? Or how do men do work, life balance? How do you balance life and work? and how do you balance work and life? That's my big six question. If you didn't understand it, how do men do work and balance life? How do men work life balance? Because at the end of the day, we all know we got to work. We men know we got to work. Are we workaholics? Are we in denial of being a workaholic? Are we men in denial about working so much and balancing our lives? So I'm going to try to bring a few brothers into the conversation, and we're going to talk about it tonight because Elizabeth said, when she wrote in, she said, my husband is a workaholic, and I feel like I'm competing against an unfaithful spouse. And so I'm going to try to bring some of these fellas into the conversation. But my big six question is, how do men do work and life balance, or how do men work life balance? How do you balance life out and you work so much? And so I see you guys standing by on the phone line. Let me see if I can bring this caller into the conversation. Last four numbers, 4063. You on with E-Man. Hello, who is this?
What's up, Mr. E? This your boy, T. Smiley.
Hello, T. Smiley. Welcome to the E-Man After Show. What domino you coming in on, sir?
I'm coming in on 6-3.
that first brother I bring up, he always going to get 15 points, right? That puts
you know what I mean?
Six.
You know what I mean?
Go take that 15 off the back, huh? I do understand. Let's see. Last four numbers, 4282. Hello, you with E-Man. Who is this?
Yes, sir. This is Emmanuel Hanaya.
How you doing, sir? Your first time
caller?
I'm blessed.
Yes, sir.
Well, you're welcome to the E-Man After Show. You play dominoes?
I don't.
You just listening to the, I see your flag. You just listening to the conversation. Listen, we'll bring you back in. You just stand by and just listen to the conversation, and we'll bring you back up shortly.
All right. Thank you, sir.
I want to thank that brother for listening. Let me go on down the line and bring some more familiar callers up on the line. Last four numbers, 4875. You on with E-Man. Hello, who is this?
This is Brother Smith. Anthony.
Hey, Anthony, how you doing, my man? What domino are you coming in on?
6-2.
I guess you want 5 points, huh? That puts you into the conversation on tonight. Well, you hold on. Let me go on down the line because the phone lines are lit up. Let me see if I can bring this last this call up. 3900. Hello, who is this? You're on with E-Man. Hello, who is this?
This is Dwayne.
Hey, Dwayne, what domino are you coming in on?
What was the last domino? I'm sorry, I just jumped on. So
I'm gonna give you 10 points. You coming in on 6-5. That puts you into the conversation.
Okay.
Yes. Well, I'm so excited and delighted that you guys would join me tonight. I'm really appreciative and all of you that's standing by on the phone line. This is the E-Man After Show. This is where we guys come together. We put a topic out there and we discuss the topic that's put out there. I had a young lady fellow to email me, and she said her husband was a workaholic. And she wanted us to talk about it, and she said she'll be listening. And so my big six question is, fellas, how do we men do work and balance life, or how do we men work life balance? Because we all know, I think we all guilty of this one. And so how do you guys feel about that? Let's talk about it tonight. Any one of you can go first. How do we balance it out? Because, you know, at the end of the day, we know we got to work. But have our jobs taken the place of our family time? You know?
This Deacon Smith, let me speak for myself on that. First and foremost, I truly believe that I don't think I'm a workaholic, but I know it takes work to provide for my family. And I have a wife that likes nice and finer things. So therefore, I have a job, but I take on entrepreneurial jobs, side of my job. Like I can put furniture together. So somebody come pick something up and they say, can you do it? Is there anybody here can put this together? I try to jump on a job. Yeah, I do it after I get off from work. So And that does cause a little damper in our family sometimes, you know, that my wife thinks I've not spent enough family time, you know, and doing too much work and not spending. But like I said, at the end of the day, my wife likes buying a thing. And my one mm-hmm. job won't do it. And my one job don't do it.
Okay. Yes.
So that's me speaking personally for myself.
I understand. And so I heard you say you don't think you are a workaholic, and we do know that we men have to work because, you know, I'm a single man, and I probably got 250,000 jobs. No, I mean, you know, I got several streams of income coming in. And how do we define men? Any one of you men can jump in. How do we define workaholic? How do we know when we are working too much? And because as family men, with our girlfriends and our wives and our significant others, do we men designate certain days for our for family time when we're balancing family time out? I mean, I'm not. I guess I'm not really talking about, you know, sitting around watching TV or playing games or, you know, at the dinner table, because, you know, we got to eat anyway. Because, you know, we grew up, we sit around around the dinner table, and you kind of have family time like that. You found out what was going on with each family member, at least in my mother's household. When we sit around the table, we would learn what was going on, and we got our instructions from our dads and our moms. And I mean, as we done got older, do we have designated times that we set aside for the family? And I mean, what do family time mean to us men?
Hey, man, this is T. Smiley. I want to come in and speak. So honestly, with me, you know, I consider myself a workaholic. A couple years back, you know, I definitely worked a lot, and it was mm-hmm. because of the fact that I felt like, yeah, I was, you know, I'm the man, I'm the one that's supposed to provide and this and that, and no matter right. how long, you know, no matter what I'm doing, hey, I'm always bringing home, you know, I'm bringing home the money, you know what I mean? Not saying that that's the only reason why I'm doing it, but, you know, as a man and as a young man, you know, you feel like, you know, that's what you got to do, you provide, and that's something that I take, you know, very serious, you know, providing for my family, making sure they got everything they need, make sure we ain't gonna lack, you know. And so, yes, for me, you know, you can see it, if you come home, whenever you come home, you can see the change or like the quietness, or, you know, just the fact of, not even that, vice versa. You come home and you know, the kids want to love on you a lot, you know, he's like, hey, what's going on? You know, you kind of got a sense mm-hmm. of knowing that. You got a sense of knowing that, yeah, you know, maybe I have been gone, you know, for a little bit, you know, a little long or whatever. So let me, you know, whenever I come in, let me just set aside this time before I go and go to sleep. Let me sacrifice my time, sleep time, and have some kind of family time, or just being that we ain't got to do nothing but just sit up and watch TV, or just, well, you know, I got young girls, so, you know, sit mm-hmm. there and just talk to them or play a game or watch them play a game on their phone or something like that. Just having that time, it means a lot versus, you know, working a lot. But they do understand, you know, hey, listen, if I want this or I want this today or whatever the case may be, and daddy got to go to work. So, you know what I mean? So, you know, right. it's, yeah, I consider myself workaholic. Yeah.
Yes, because, you know, I know scripture teaches us that a man don't work, he don't eat. And by scripture saying that, it's a metaphor. It's not saying that if you don't work, you don't eat. It's just a metaphor. What is it saying? Because I know a lot of brothers that don't work and they still eat every day. You understand what I'm saying? And so it's kind of like one of them statements that, you know, if you know how you've been to work and fellas start complaining about, oh man, I didn't get all my time and they shorted me on some time. No, you didn't work for 30 hours. You were supposed to work 40, but you didn't come to work a couple of days. So it's the same thing. If a man don't work, in the right context and rightly dividing that scripture, he's not telling you if you don't work, you don't eat. But he is telling you, listen, if you want to eat, you're going to have to get out somewhere and make some money. You're going to have to bring some money. And so I do know we men like money, and I do know we men will take on jobs and we'll work, but is our jobs affecting our family time? Are we balancing out? Because everything got to have a balance to it. You can do too much of everything, no matter what it is. Me being single, I work a lot, you know, but if I want to spend time with my significant other, you know, I have to find time in there to balance it all out. But this young lady said in her email, she said, I feel like I'm competing with an unfaithful spouse. Somebody, let's talk about it. Do the job would take, you guys are married. I'm talking to you married guys now. Do the job take the place of the marriage or the family? Because at the end of the day, you're gone all the time. And I'm a firm believer, if you spend too much time in one place, something is going to go lacking somewhere else. Because you can't give. So how do we balance it out, man? A workaholic. How do we balance the workout? Life out. Okay. Are you guys there?
I can't figure out how to answer that one. How do you balance it out? I understand the young lady where she's talking about she feel like she's dealing with an unfaithful husband. I mean, it depends on the type of job he got. If he have a job where it's like a second job, you know, his second job, which is an entrepreneur job, to where he's in and out. You know, mm-hmm. She might feel like he's doing something other than work. He on a, say, does his second job working at Walmart. Where is he unfaithful? He's going off to Walmart. You know, he's not having to do some entrepreneur stuff at people's homes and things like that.
Yes.
Hey,
go ahead.
Hey, man, my next question, listen, I'm always thinking on both sides, right? So I'm going to throw this in here. So she said, I hope she's listening because it's just
I'll be listening.
It's just another like what if question or maybe or you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying, like it's kind of twofold. So like if she's feeling like he unfaithful, if he really out here getting this money and working, you know what I'm saying, like okay, so if you feel like you know his job is more important or he gone or whatever, and you call him out saying maybe he unfaithful. Ask the question, okay, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. How do you guys, you know, and I hear you, Mr. T, kind of what I got out of it when I read it, I don't think he's being unfaithful. I think it's almost that sense of you raising kids, you know, because I watched my dad and my uncle them, they got up and they were breadwinners and they would get up sundown and come home at sundown. You know, and it was clear that they was working because they was bringing the check home. But I think, I think it's the metaphor in the way she written the question. I don't think he's being unfaithful. She just feels that away because it's almost, am I competing with, you know, you not being here? I'm, you know, do we mean balance time out like going to IKEA's game, going to the little recitals? Are we expecting, because we out working, because we work so much, how do we balance the work out? Because I think as men, we should balance it out. I think we should pull back, and because at the end of the day, that child is looking for you. That wife is looking for you because you say you the family man. You want to be a family man. So where's the family time? Because you can't put it all in work. And so we're trying to balance it out. This is what we're talking about tonight. Just to throw it, you know, just to put it out there. We got to find time and how we balance life out, time out with our families. Do we regularly do our vacations with the family? We're not talking about, we know COVID is around, and we know a lot of people not going on vacation right now. We just talking about it in general. Is it every time you plan a vacation because, you know, it's time for you and the family to detox and to rewind and, you know, start all over? Because everybody needs some downtime, no matter who you are. We ain't robots. And so when it's time for you to break and you don't set a vacation, but then your job say, I need you. Or then you feel like, okay, because I got this going on. No, I got to keep on making this money. I think that's a decision we have to make. I don't think we can put it on the job. I don't think we can put it on how much money we make. I think it becomes a decision to say, you know what? You know, it's 365 days in a year. Why am I working so much? You know, so this is what we're talking about. We're talking about men balancing work and life balance, because there have to be balance in everything we do, because once again, we can always do too much of anything. And so I think she was just saying, Mr. T and Mr. Dwayne and Mr. Anthony, I think she was just saying, you know, it's almost like competing. If you know how someone is unfaithful and what goes along with it, and I think all of us are adults on here, grown enough to know what that's like, it appeared to be, she's not saying he's cheating, he's being unfaithful. It's like, man, do I have to compete for your time? You're supposed to be a family man. You're supposed to know, as the old country western singer used to say, you got to know when to hold them and when to fold them. But guess what? We got to take a break. And when we come back out of this break, we're gonna dive right back into this conversation. So we want to thank all you guys over on the phone lines. We see you standing by. We see you listening. If you want to jump into the conversation, ladies, you're welcome to jump into this conversation. If you want to jump into this conversation, you can. We'll be back on the Event After Show right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
Up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes. Something without warning, love, weighs heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's alright with me. Oh, I just wanna look at you.
Mama, I'm not dealing with this. That's the man that I chose, and that's the end of this conversation. I'm not your little girl anymore.
Apologize for who I am. This may be something you can't understand. Spend so much time here in this great big world, trying hard to be your little girl. But now I'm older and a little bit wiser, and though I love you, I've got my own desire, yes. There's a woman in me that needs to be free, and she won't let me sleep until I make it known that I'm paying my own bills, I'm making my decisions, I do just what I feel, trusting my do what I gotta do as a woman. Please know you've shown me how.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, baby. How are you?
I'm cool. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I was just calling because I had a few things on my mind. It just don't feel like it's gonna work out between us.
What you trying to say, baby?
I just don't know. It's a feeling inside of me, you know?
Baby. Wait, baby.
Every now and then, the night falls, and I lay in bed like I did as a kid, hoping and praying and hoping and praying that my mama would call. Mm-hmm. 'Cause sometimes I still lose my way, and I cry for you like I used. Please forgive me, Mama, for my grown-up days. Sometimes I need to hear you say, I ain't gonna tell you wrong.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. I am so excited and delighted that you guys would join me again on another episode of E-Man After Show. I am talking to some of the fellows. We are in, around the domino table, and we are talking about work balance and balancing life and work. And I had a young lady to email me this week, and she wanted to talk about us men balancing work and life and having family time and spending time with the family. Fellas, are you back with me?
Yes, sir.
Right here.
Okay, okay. Well, yes, I'm so excited that you guys would join me again on tonight. Those of you that's over on the network, we want to thank you for listening. Those of you on the phone line, if you want to talk to E-Man, you have to option one. Just stick to me and flag me and let me know you want to come into the conversation. Because we're talking about family time. We're talking about balancing life and work. Are we in denial because we work so much? Because this young lady, Elizabeth, said in her email that she feels like she's competing with an unfaithful spouse. She's not saying he's unfaithful. She just feel like it's that feeling that she has like a person where if they would cheat on a person. Why? Because there is no time for her. There is no time for the kids. That's I believe that's what she was trying to say in her email. I know. I assume she's listening. She said, I'll be listening, Elizabeth. So, guys, any one of you, how do we balance it out? How do we balance work and family time? Spending time with the family. Do we allow our jobs, no matter how many jobs we work? Because to my opinion, and this is just our opinion, my opinion is I think it just become our decision. Because in everything we do, it's either the decision that we make. We make the decision to work one or two or three or four jobs. We make decisions on how long we stay at the job. You know, a lot of our jobs require for overtime, and as soon as they do, we jump on it. But do we think about the family? Do we say, you know, my kid's got a game and no, I ain't going to work overtime. I'm going to go home and go to the game. I'm going to go to the recital. Let's talk about it. You, any one of you guys, come on into this conversation. Dwayne, do you feel like we're balancing work and time, family time?
Oh, it depends. It's subjectional. I've heard everything that everyone has said, and Each brother on this line, even with the young lady who posed a question for tonight, you know, we all have to consider how much, what is the overhead as far as the bills is concerned. Is he bringing in the paycheck that's paying the mortgage, the rent, the bills? How much does it cost staying the family? You know, now, me personally, I've tried it one way. I've tried it both ways, you know, where, you know, when it comes to balance, where I said, okay, you know, I'm going to spend more family time, but we're not going to be able to vacation. We're not going to be able to do this. We're not going to be able to do that because I'm not going to work as hard as I normally do so that I can have more time with the family. That didn't work too long before you heard complaints about things.
Okay.
The lights might go off. This might happen or that might happen. You know, your wife might be looking, she might be saying that now that you are a workaholic. But on the other hand, she'll be like, wow, I can't do this, I can't do that because now that extra money doesn't come in. Then you got to consider the man, what does he do for a living? What is his, in other words, it's all right. You know, we watch TV and stuff, and you might see white men especially with one job. But that one job, he does, he makes enough money to where he can work just one job, 9 to 5, and sustain a whole household. Usually that comes with white men, but sometimes, brothers, we got to put in extra time. We got to do extra. It depends what you do, your educational background. What kind of job do you have, you know, to sustain that family? So, I mean, that's how things go. You know, sometimes balance also could come with season. This season in my life, I'm going to have to work 2 jobs or 3 jobs, but in my next season, when the kids are gone or whatever, well, then I don't have to do that. Something is always going to go lacking. Whether you work 2 jobs, you're going to be, you know, you're going to be lacking with family time. Before you know it, your kids could be from 1 to 20 years old, and you say, "Wow, I didn't see where the, you know, I didn't see where those 20 years was gone with my daughter." Or you could go you can spend a lot of family time, but then you're moving from apartment to apartment, house to house, because there was a lot of lack. So, you know, balance is sometimes within season, but to each his own, to each his own.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering with the young lady, how would she know? I'm trying to figure out when she says it feels like you're competing with the job and family time. You know, I guess I would like to know.
You know, I'm not a woman, but I would think, interesting reading it, I think what she's saying is, you know, she feels, you know,
he's not slighted
a little bit. It's always
work. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And I wish that brother
mm-hmm.
could just put everything on hold for a little while. You know, not work as hard and spend more time with her and the family and see how she likes it. She might like it a little better like that, but then the bills might go unpaid. The mortgage might be missing. So, sometimes you have to let a woman or a man see how the other side feels, and then she'll get an idea.
Because, you know, it didn't say in her email, but I'm quite sure she might be a working woman also. I mean, I think it was a couple of weeks ago we was talking about finances, and we was talking in our conversation and having more streams, and those of us that don't have but one stream, putting those resources together. You know, I'm hearing you say, you know, we suffer in this area because we're trying to make this happen. And you use the scenario of a white guy in his educational background making more money. It's a lot of brothers, it's a lot of sisters make good money. It's a lot of brothers and sisters, you know, African American men and African American women make good money, and they have put money back and put away. This is just our opinion and our scenario. When you're making good money, and you know you may have one stream or two or three, why do you still work past? Because you got to balance it out somewhere, you know. Because to me, this is what a workaholic could be. The more of the story, this is what a workaholic seemed like to me. This is just my definition. I could be wrong. Y'all guys can help me out. Mr. T, Mr. Ant, y'all guys can help me out. I think we get used to making money. And the more money we get used to making, we want more of it. Because at the end of the day, the more money we make, the more stuff we buy. If we budget out the whole household for the whole year, and you know we've been driving a car for a minute, we decide we want another. Do we really need the car? We just want it. So we go out and add extra stuff and bring it to the household. It makes us have to keep getting out there, getting it and grinding, because there ain't nothing wrong with a man grinding. But in those kind of decisions that we make, fellas, we still have to, if we say we family men, we have to make family time. And we can't use the job, per se, as the crutch to say, you know, why? Because we grew up in an era, man, I think all of us are 60 and maybe some 40 and 50 years old. We grew up with an era where I seen my daddy get out and work hard. I seen my mother get out and work hard. But we still, because, you know, we don't do family time like we used to. We don't sit around there. Everybody in the household eat in a different room now. you know what I'm saying? That's why I said, you know, we're not really talking about that. I mean, how do we really balance our family? It starts with us men. You know? Hey.
Hey.
We done laid it
down.
Come on with it, Mr. T. Help me out. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I heard your definition, but I wanted to go to the dictionary. A person who
go right ahead, because I didn't bring that up.
Yes, sir. So, workaholic definition: he is a person who compulsively works hard and long hours.
Okay.
Now, comparing that to family time, you know, I get it. You know, honestly. You know, we talked about, you know, a person that chooses to work the overtime and all that. You know, I was that person. But I can tell you now that, mm-hmm. you know, I've been offered overtime a whole lot of times, right. And I turned it down. Why? Because the season changed. I like what the other guy said. He said it's a season. And in the summertime, it was the season where I could – the season time was where I could, me personally, work the overtime, but then I still have the time in between the work to spend with my kids, you know, before I go to work mm-hmm. every day. Why? Because it's summertime and I can see them and they can stay with me and stuff like that. But now the season has changed where now they're at school, and so now I have to work, you know, Monday through Friday job, and then it's like I really can't see them during the day like I used to in the summertime. Mm-hmm. Why? Because now they're in school. When I'm at home waiting until I have to go to work. So my family time now is weekends. You know, I work security downtown, and I'm, you know, my captain called me in several times, like, hey, I need you in on Saturday or on the weekend. I need you to work a double. And I'm like, no, sir. I can't do that. Like, I mean, I understand the pay, you know, I get extra money, but that's the time that I put aside for family time for me personally, because my Saturdays, my weekends is like, you know, it's time for me to catch up with Monday through Friday school day. It's just, you know, going back to school, it's your first week, you know, I want to hear about these things and, you know, spending that time with them. So it is a balance, and that's, you know, I get it. I'm a workaholic, but I'm working hard Monday through Fridays. Why? Because on the weekend, that's my time to detox. And, you know, yeah, detox. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's time for me to detox and unwind with my family. So, yeah.
And so what I'm hearing Mr. T say, you know, you just described working and balancing it out, which brings me back, if it becomes our decision, because at the end of the day, you have made the decision, no matter how much work come down, you know, I'm going to balance some time out for my family. And I'll have about a minute and 5 seconds left for this show. I hope the young lady was listening. And I think we all, at the end of the day, are guilty about working a lot of hours, which he described.
Hey, you may.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. You said a minute and time. No, sir. We extended it. You have a whole hour and 5 minutes.
Oh, you're extending us. Okay, I'm looking at it now. Thank
yes,
you.
Sir,
you the boss, and so appreciate
it. Yes, sir.
I just have to look up there now and see it. Okay, we have another. Well, we won't be on here an hour, but we do kind of want to finish the conversation. And because I just heard Mr. T explain somewhat how we balance it out. And I say it's our decision, because I know I work a lot. Me and Mr. Dwayne have worked together for 27 years. Ever been 27 years, Dwayne?
It's been something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have worked together for 27 years. And we have put in because we both work in media. And there's times where, you know, and what we would do, we would work. We work at a major church here in the city of Dallas, Texas. And there was times where we would be there at the church working to 4 o'clock in the morning. Why? Because, you know, there's this old saying, Mr. T, much is given, much is required. Supply and demand. We had to make it happen for things to happen, and they relied on us. They paid us good, and they still do. But we put a lot of time in. And I used to say to Dwayne, I was like, man, you need to go home and see your family. Talk about a little bit about that, Dwayne. How did you balance that out? Because I watched you balance it out a whole lot.
I balanced it out, but you know what? I went with the flow. I went with the season. You know, there was no balance. I had to make it happen at that time, in that particular, I like to say that time in that space. It was sometimes, you know, there was a year there, maybe a year or two, where I worked 365 days a year. Well, I'll say 364. The only day we had off maybe was Christmas. And then when it was back working again, there were times where you leave one job and then go to another job. you know. Mm-hmm. So there was no balance. But I'm good, thankful to the Lord that I got through that season. But prior to that season, because I asked the Lord for increase, you mm-hmm. know, there were times where it was lacking, where I wasn't, you know, where I tried to balance things. I tried to say, well, I'm going to have this family time, and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to have family time. I'm going to work 9 to 5 and things. It wasn't working for me because I nearly mm-hmm. lost my house. You know, I maybe never told you I nearly lost my house. I nearly lost that, you know. I could have lost mm-hmm. my family that way. So I asked the Lord for increase, and he provided mm-hmm. where I had enough work to maintain everything, and I'm still in my house and amongst another right. thing, you know.
And so the way
that's how it worked.
And so as I listen to you, what would you say to this young lady that's listening tonight, that husband is out working, providing? What advice would you, because I would think, you know, being in a marriage, that's a lot of communication that has to be done. She understanding and he understanding, because I don't know if she's working or not, you know, and she could bring just as much money as he can, or he is, I'm not really for sure. But what would you say to that young lady feeling slighted, feel like she's competing with the job? Feel like to any married couple, any young lady that, because it can be the opposite too. Women can be workaholics.
That's true.
This has to be her question that she want to talk about, because evidently there's been communication kind of way to email read that you know how we talked about earlier, we started the show, are we sending the right signals? Are we speaking the right language? Are we communicating saying, you know, listen, I got to work in this season a lot of hours. Are you on board with me? Once we on board, we understand I'm not a workaholic. I'm just doing what I need to do in this season. You know, and they talk it out and they work it out, and then she won't feel like she's competing with his job. Because at the end of the day, we all of us men got to work. You know what I'm saying? And I heard each and every one of you say, you know, because every one of our households are different. And so it's the things that we enjoy, that we like, that we want to have. And we want to be that breadwinner. We want to be that provider. But are we balancing it out right? Because our balance to us may be the right balance to them. Are we communicating the right way? How do you feel about that, Anthony? Are we communicating? Are we giving the right signs and how we're working, and what does it mean? Are we just, you know, are we just, you know, I'm going to work and vacation time come up. Now I can't take no vacation because I got to work.
Yeah, I may be guilty of that because
I think we all are.
I can be considered a workaholic because we've been overtime for 6 months. Mm-hmm. I have not done anything different. Now, I did take 1 week of my 6 months, and that's because I had to. Me and my wife mm-hmm. took a vacation. We were finishing up our ministry class that we were taking mm-hmm. in the Potter's house, and we had to go finish our final class in Ohio. So I had to take mm-hmm. one of those weeks off that was running in my vacation time. And I took that week off as a family time to do it. Other than that, I didn't take any family time on this whole time because I didn't know when the overtime was going to stop
mm-hmm.
or how long we were going to be on it. So I just took advantage of my day off is Tuesday. I work my Tuesdays for about 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I may be workaholic, you know, in some instance, because I feel like, you know, like for me to provide some things that my wife, like, I got to work.
Mm-hmm. Well, the definition that Mr. T just gave, because I didn't go to Webster. It was just on top of my head. But I think we all are workaholics, but we all work a lot of hours when we like, which mm-hmm. brings me to the balance part of we have to make the decision to know when to hold them and when to fold them. Because I used to work a lot. And my son, he ran track. He played football. My daughter was in the band. She was in recitals. I worked a lot, and I made one. I don't think I missed a game ever. I think the only time I, matter of fact, when my son traveled around the world running track, I made the decision because the money wasn't that important to me. My kids was. My family was at the time. And they grown now, but Dwayne will tell you, you know, Anthony will tell you, you know, my son, I mean, I've worked, and those of you listening on We Talk Radio Network, we want to thank you for listening. Those of you on the network, standing by on the phone line, we want to thank you guys for hanging out with us. We just me and sitting around the domino table. This is how we talk around the domino table. This is the conversation. Hopefully the young lady, Elizabeth, that wrote in, she's listening. She said she would be. She wrote in and she said, E-man, my name is Elizabeth. Love your podcast, your show. My husband is a workaholic, and I feel like I'm competing with an unfaithful spouse. So could you talk about work balance in the family? Thanks, I'll be listening. Hope she's listening tonight because we men just expressing how we feel and how our opinion about a workaholic. We found out that really at the end of the day, we all workaholics by nature. Because how much is how much work? None of us can really gauge it. If we gauge it off of what Anthony is saying and Dwayne is saying, the different things that we need to buy because we got people in our lives like grand things. And so we study our providing. We study our working. But all of us have heard the old saying, you can work yourself to death. So when do we decide to balance it out, Dwayne, and say, you know, do we wait till we get 60 years old? Mr. T, I think you're the youngest man in this conversation. Your generation is a little bit different. You're a go-getter right now.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? And so, yes, and so, but you know what? I worked security, too, for years. You remember, Dwayne? I worked security, worked at the church, did all of that. But I still made a decision to have family time. And so, can it be done? Yes, it can be done because it is a thing. If you prioritize anything, because we all can do too much of anything. I heard Mr. T said just a while ago that he have already mastered it. Oh, no. I know the money may be good, but I got two daughters I got to look at. And I encourage you to do that, Mr. T. I encourage any young man or any that has a family, ain't that much work in the world that you negate your family, because that's all you got at the end of the day. Because we faith men and we believers, God going to provide one way or the other. But a lot of stuff we do because of the positions we put ourselves in and the decisions that we make. So if the young lady is listening tonight, I think it's just more conversations she got to have with her husband and not feel like she's competing, because that's our makeup. Work is our makeup. We don't feel like a man if we ain't out there getting it. And we ain't conscious of how many hours we put in yet. You know, I put in 10 hours of work Saturday. It wasn't expected. It was just called. You understand what I'm saying? And so, once again, do we balance it out with the family? Because as your kids get older, Mr. T, when your daughters get older, they still going to think you're an impact machine. My kids grown, and they still hit me up. You understand what I'm saying? It never stops. So guess what? We're going to always be working. But I think it's just a cold, calculated, conscious decision of, okay, 365 days out of the year, oh, I'm taking me a vacation. You know, because that company will be gone well after you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Make all the money you can and say, hey, I'm going to spend time. What is the moral of the story? We got to make a decision to balance life and have life balance. That's in every area of our lives. Because if we just work, and you know the old saying, all work and no play ain't fun for nobody. Who want to work all the time and don't get to play? You know, if you work hard, you should be able to play hard. Don't you think, Mr. T?
Oh, yeah. Work hard, play hard.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't we? I mean, I don't want to, because see, to me, And you guys, it's just a conversation. And guys, we're just going to stay on the line for about 10 more minutes, and then we're going to wrap it up for the night. I don't want to be a brother just existing in life. Get up in the morning time. I got a routine that I do every day. Get up in the morning time at a certain hour, go to work, come back home, go to bed, get up, go to work, come back home, go to work, go to bed. No, that's just existing in life. No. I want to be a world shaker. I want to be that guy that I have no regrets at the end of the day. I want to do everything that I want to do. I want to buy everything that I want to buy. And if I want nice things, you know, it might take work to do it. But I do want to play hard. I don't ever want to just do one thing all the time. I want to make some money, but I want to play hard. What is playing hard? I want to go to Vegas and gamble a little bit and spend some of the money that I made. And then I want to go to church and give some money in church. When I get out of church, I want to go to the movies. I want to do everything. I don't want to not do nothing that life presents itself. Because I don't want to be that person that live with regret. I want a nice home. I desire to have all of that, and I'm doing all of that. Why? Because like my mother always told me, you know, don't just work and work and work yourself down, and you have nothing to show for it. And so if I ain't got nothing to show for it, well, then what I'm going to work for?
Amen.
You know?
And then and so, to close.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
To add on to this conversation. You know, I was speaking because, you know, we work in, with DISD. You know, there's some mm-hmm. people there that have worked for 40 years. Mm-hmm. And I remember a guy, he retired. He worked for 40 years for the district. And he did mm-hmm. said, and we were talking about something similar to balance. He said, well, okay. You know, for the first 40 years of my marriage, I worked for 40 years straight. You know, a lot of overtime and a lot of things. But now when he retired, mm-hmm. he said, now this point in my life, I don't have to work. I don't have to work at all. So sometimes you're going to go 40 years, but then after that 40 years, you know, now you have your time to play or do whatever you have to do. And you don't have to work that hard. So that's why I was saying sometimes it's seasonal. How many of us on this line have worked, well, I don't know, for 40 years? I've never worked on any particular job.
Not on one job.
Not on one job. I never wanted to do what my father did. My father worked on a job for about 40 years on one particular job. Men in those days did that. And even in these days, I never did that. But, you know.
Well, you worked 27 with me. On one job.
You know what? You know, you're right. That's probably mm-hmm. one of the longest, you know, one of the longest jobs that I've ever worked at mm-hmm. one particular place or went to church at mm-hmm. one particular place with
right.
that length of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
So,
and,
you know.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
So, no, that's all. I was going to say, sometimes, you know, you might put in a lot of years into a thing, but then when it's over, when that season is over, then you have the time to play, vacation, do what you want to do with your significant other or your spouse or whatever. But at this time, you got to get it while you can get it.
And so I would say to Mr. T, grind while you can, Mr. T. Because we fellas on here are 60 years old, and we heading for retirement pretty soon, you know. And you know, we want to sit back and we want to travel the world. We want to do that things, but I think if the young ladies listening, the more the story is, I think it with families, because we all see it in our families. I don't think a young man on this line have come up under family. I know I been hanging out and running with Deacon Smith. Me and Deacon Smith were doing high school and college together. And I watched how his mother and dad spend a balanced family time. His dad, Deacon, your daddy was working for the post office for years, right?
Mm.
He put in years at the post office. And then he was a minister on top of that. But he still made time for his family. And I write, Aunt. Aunt might be on mute. You there, Aunt?
I'm sorry, I stepped away for a second. What was going on here, brother? Brother, you mean?
I was just telling them about how me and you went off to school and college, and we were just talking about the years we put in and how family balanced things out, how I used to watch your dad that worked for the post office for years and a pastor, you know, but he still balanced time with the family because he made time for the family.
Talk a little
bit about that, Aunt.
Well, one thing about it he did, because due to the fact, like you said, he had the post office hours. You know, they get up early. They go in there and make their wrap. They done at 3 o'clock in the evening. And was off on Sundays or whatever day they had off, you know. But he spent some quality time with the family because he made a feasible enough money where he'd take a vacation and take us with him, you know.
Amen.
He would take the whole family with him, you know, when we go on vacation. And the post office had all kind of deals where they had meetings and things like that, you know, especially when you get up in a higher position in the post office and you have to go to these grand meetings that may be in California. So he packed up the family and take us all to California while he had his meeting down there. So, he balanced his time with his family. Yes, he did.
Yeah, because I can remember that a whole lot.
Praise God for your dad. But I don't think you would remember, although my brother could testify to that. There was a time when black men didn't work for the post office.
This is true.
Those jobs were for all white boys worked at the post office.
Right, right.
You see, and the post office allowed black men to move up into that middle class range because white people didn't work for the post office. No, they didn't.
Back in the day.
You know, back in the day.
T. Smiley, you know, so you might be a little bit too. T. Smiley, I don't know if you know anything about this right here, sir.
I'm listening. I'm just listening to wisdom over here. I'm good. I'm good.
Yes, sir. T. Smiley, back in the day, we didn't. Yeah, but thank God we are now. And thank God we have jobs that we are able to provide and for our families. And I kind of brung that up because these two young men, we've been in each other's lives for years, and I've watched down through the years, you know, my father went on to be with the Lord, and Deacon Smith's father have too, and we have watched our dads grow up and be great providers, but they balanced it out, and so if I got anything for watching them, and if I can say anything to the young lady that wrote in, thank you, Miss Elizabeth. And listen, you guys can write the email after show. That's the email at wetalkradio.com. You can email me. And listen, we'll talk about what you're asking us to talk about, because if someone around the world on the network is saying, you know, I wish my husband is listening to that, but I'm gonna take it a little bit more, and this is the more of the story. I think you have to communicate. And you guys, as we wrap up, I will just go around the table and ask each and one of you guys just to share some with our listeners what you think they should do, in particular men, to handle balance and work-life balance. Each and every one of you take 1 or 2 minutes just to share what you think we should do so we men can get, no matter how much we work, we still have to balance life out with our family. Why? Because we're going to be around for a while, and all you got at the end of the day is your family. And so as we get ready to wrap up this show tonight, you know, the more the story, I think we all are workaholics by nature, because that's the thing we've been taught. We don't realize we put in a lot of hours. We don't realize we're going away from the family as long as we're gone. Why? Because we just have to provide. I get it on both sides. But we have to pull back, and when we make paying those bills, we buying these big homes. Because, you know, God will bless you to get in it. Because this is what I tell people. God will bless you to get in anything you're asking for. It's maintaining it after you get in it. That's the issue. You know, God bless me with this. God bless me with that. And he'll do it because we his children like that. But, you know, after you get that $280,000 house, or you got enough money to pay for it to keep it, or that big car, all of that. You send your kids off to college. We save to send our kids off to college. So that's a lot of it. And so we sacrifice a lot. I think the key word is most men or all men, we sacrifice. And guilty or not, we may sacrifice our families. And so I just think it behooves on us to learn how to balance it out. So as Miss Elizabeth won't feel like she's competing with the job, because I don't think she believes her husband is cheating. It's just a feeling that she has. It's like a feeling that a woman probably would have. He's gone all the time. He's never here. And so his girlfriend, I mean, his job became his lover. And so that's just the way she feels. So she just wanted us to balance it out a little bit. So, Ms. Elizabeth, you said you'll be listening. Hopefully we said something tonight that's trying to help you out a little bit to where you understand, because I don't know, you could live in one of them $280,000 houses, you know, and your husband, as Dwayne said, you don't want to lose that because things are seasonal, you know. And this season, he may have to work a lot, but next season, it may be he may travel. So hope it wear it out. So, Mr. T, I'm going to go with you first. Give me one minute real quick, sharing with our listeners and your take on how you balance it out as a man.
Again, I would say really, you know, as I do personally, just, you know, balance that time, you know, balance the time by, you know, still working hard, but at the same time, just remembering you still have, you know, mm-hmm. that you still have your family that you have to, you know, be there for. And, you know, I would say sacrifice some of your time when you really want to just come and relax and just spend that time with your family, you know what I'm saying? And letting them know, hey, I'm still here. I still love y'all. You know, y'all see me out here working and stuff like that, you know, but, you know, this is our time right here, you know what I mean? So that's my put on it.
Well, we thank you for your opinion. You're definitely correct, because at the end of the day, it ain't no wrong answer anyway. For me, I don't know where the answer could be wrong anyway, because I think by nature, once again, we all workaholics in some way, form, or fashion. Mr. Ant.
Yeah, come on with it, man.
Won't you curse that real quickly, curse that young man or that young lady that's working all, that young man, and young lady too, that's working all the time, those that's listening, you know? How to balance it out as a man and working all the time?
My goodness. How to balance it out as a man working. I struggle with it. That's why it's so hard for me to try to make that answer to her. But all I can say is, like you say, like if she expressed herself that, baby, can we take some type of time off and give some family time, he needs to back off and say, well, yeah, if I'm working all this overtime, let me take some of this overtime off, you know. They need to talk it out, you know. Maybe I understand you like to find the thing, so I work these long hours to get this for you, you know. Some type of way. The only way to balance it out, they have to have a communication. He's working. Yeah. He's not saying this, but she expressed it to us. So I don't know if she expressed it to her husband. And first and foremost, she got to bring it to us, and you're not spending any time with the family. So I don't know if she's been expressing that to him, but if not, that's what I'm telling her now. If you're not expressing that to him, she needs to bring it to him. Bring it to his attention. Maybe he doesn't know that he's working all these hours and not spending family time, because he's trying to provide. And that's what most men do. We want to provide. Right. While we pay all the bills, our wife do what they want to with their money.
Okay. That's another whole topic. We're going to talk about that too. You know, because I still believe you're supposed to put it together. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, while we are providing, you know, it would allow us to have some. And Dwayne, you could jump in here because you're next. It would allow us, this is what I say. I say it all the time. If my wife's making 80 and I'm making 30, I'm going to put my 30 with her 80 and I'm going to spend up her money for sure, because she's going to spend up mine. And so I take a lot of vacation at the end of the day. Why? Because it's just all balance and you're putting it together. But, yeah, so hopefully, thank you, Anthony, for that. Hopefully, that's some great advice for Miss Elizabeth. You know, communication is the key. Communicate. And like you say, he may not be aware. He may just think he's doing what a man's supposed to do. Because we all guilty of this. I don't know how none of us not guilty of it. You know, I think we all guilty of this one. So We just sitting around the domino table just expressing how we feel about it. Dwayne, won't you give your last encouraging word, and then we're going to wrap this show up.
To Miss Elizabeth and those who are out there, you know, I have to go back to season. Sometimes in your life, it's not a balance. I know there was times in my life where I wasn't balancing. I was juggling. I was juggling more than I was balancing. I don't know if you understand that. I was juggling more than balancing.
Yeah, I understand it. You had to make it happen.
You had to make it happen. Now, this time in my life is, you know, I can balance. I could do things where I have balance, you know. So sometimes it might not be a yearly thing. It might be every 5-year thing. We might go on vacation or a 4-year or, you know what. But it's, you know, sometimes it's not the timing in which you might think it is. In other words, it's God's time. It's not man's time all the time. But it's to Miss Elizabeth, it's funny because there's other women out there that be watching your husband, and she'd be like, wow, I wish I had a husband like Miss Elizabeth. Now, that's food for thought for Miss Elizabeth because her husband might not be doing too much. You know, people, other women recognize a hardworking man, and they like hardworking men, men who will make it happen because, unfortunately, not every man can make it happen in a household. So that's all I have to say.
And since you put that little twist on it, Dwayne, even if the other woman was checking out somebody else's husband, she ain't going to like him either because he's going to be a workaholic. She ain't going to get the time either. So the whole balance.
You are absolutely right. You are absolutely right.
And so to Miss Elizabeth, leave you listening because in your email, at the end of your email, you said, I'll be listening, Elizabeth. Hopefully, me and just sit around the domino table and see if something encourage you or open your eyes to this is how we men are. We work a lot. And this is be the moral of the story for me and to wrap this show up. I think the moral of the whole story is making a decision to do it. No matter what, how we look at it, how we twist it and turn it, because all of us are basically feeling and saying the same thing. I'll have to see how Mr. T. Smiley said it. You have to make a cold, calculated decision. Listen, I'm going to spend time with my family. I'm going to see my girls grow up. I know I got to provide. But listen, I don't want no overtime this weekend. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to take it to a little health issue. And we're going to get ready to wrap this show up in a few more minutes. You don't want to work so much anyway until your health is not good. You ain't going to be good for nobody. Sure. You know, you can work and work and work and work. If you ain't taking the time out to rest and vacate, no one needs to be working 365. Jesus rested, and he did it in 6 days. You know what I'm saying? And so no one needs to work 365 days a year without taking a couple of vacations. You know, even if you have to space them out. Why? That's just for your old natural body. You know, and me personally, if I had to work that much, because, you know, we work a lot. And I thank God. I mean, when I was reading it, I saw myself all in this letter. You know, I seen E-Man all in this letter. I said, man, Dwayne knows. You know, Anthony, though, man, me and Dwayne, we in the media world. You know, I got so many churches I do, and being with the Dallas Independent School District, you know, I was like, good thing I ain't married, because my wife probably would feel the same way. But it's all about that money, that bank, banking it up. I'm 60 years old now. Mr. T, I'm going to retire when I'm 65. I'm going to be living good. You come by the house and have a cup of tea with me, Mr. T. We're going to sit out on the deck and play dominoes. Why? Because I feel like if you work hard, I feel like if you work hard, you should play hard. So I'm trying to set myself up so when I retire, I'm chilling. And I think that's all our ultimate goal is to work hard and provide. And Dwayne said it's seasonal. I definitely agree. It's definitely seasonal. But you got to do it while you're young and strong, because when you start getting a little older, it's hard to get out of the bed in the morning time. I don't know about y'all, but it's hard for me.
It's hard.
Yeah. And so, fellas, I want to thank y'all once again for coming on tonight and hanging out with E-Man. And we just sitting around the domino table having a conversation. There's no right or wrong answer. It's just our opinion. And know that the opinions and views of our guests and friends is not the opinion and views of the E-Man After Show and We Talk Radio Network. This is why we allow each and every one to have their opinion, and it don't reflect the station because we're coming from an opinion, and everyone is tighter than one, and everyone has one. So, Ms. Elizabeth, thank you again. Thank you, those over on the network. Listen, you want to go back and listen to all the shows on We Talk Radio Network. We have something for you every day of the week. You know, go to our YouTube channel, We Talk Radio Network. You know, you like it, you can share, you can make a comment, you can subscribe. We'll be real appreciative. You can go to We Talk Radio, our brand new website, and check out all the shows. Check out the T Smiley Show. Listen, guys, y'all don't want to listen. I got Anthony on here, I got Dwayne on here. Listen, fellas, because this is what I'm telling fellas. You don't want to die and go to heaven without listening to the Cave Show. You don't want to get up into heaven and God say, listen, you never tuned into the Radio Cave Show. Mr. T. They got quiet. They was like, huh? Listen, if I had to, if it was easy to listen to the Cave Show, you know, listen, guys, no, I really want you guys to join into the Cave Show. There's another awesome men's show right here on We Talk Radio Network. It's every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. You know, call in. It's a great conversation. And so we want you guys to come and check it out. And so, listen, I'm getting ready to get on up out of here. Before we go, Mr. T, tell us a little bit about your show, sir.
Yeah, man. T Smiley. T Smiley. Y'all can check us out. Check me out on Saturdays at 10 a.m. Cave Radio Show. And we have great conversation. You know us, man. We talk about this. You know, we talk about good things over here, but over there, we want to talk. You know, I talk sports. You know, we have sports. You know, definitely that's sports is, you know, is the main thing we talk about in the Cave Radio Show, because we just chilling. We in the cave room, and I got my caveman with me. So y'all tune in on Saturdays at 10 a.m. On Saturdays 10 a.m. with T Smiley. Yeah.
So yes. And so you go on We Talk Radio Network and just check out all the shows. Well, fellas, thank you once again for joining the E-Man After Show. It's been another great episode. I'm so appreciative that all of you guys would join us. And so just before we go, I do want you guys in your own Lottie time. And Anthony, I'll put this out to you. We want to be praying for Haiti. You know, we want to pray for Haiti. Haiti have been stricken again with an earthquake. They just was in the news last month where the president was assassinated, and there's a lot going on in Haiti. So we want to pray for our Haitian brothers and sisters. We want to lift them up in prayer. We want to, as you pray, lift up Haiti, because there's a lot going on over there, and we just want to keep them in our prayers. And we want to keep everyone in our prayers. And we want, as school start tomorrow and your kids go back to school, we want to cover your kids and pray over them and be real attentive and pay attention, watch signs of how they feeling. I was in a meeting this week. We want to, if your kids coming home feeling a certain way, just don't tell them, oh, you just tired. Find out what's going on. If they got headaches, if they got, you know, they voices is gone, they are asking for the parents to real pay attention to the signs, because a lot of these young kids are getting hit with COVID, they say. And so, we don't want to be naivete and walk around like, oh, you know, make sure they wearing their mask, they sanitizer. And we pray that everyone have a blessed week. And we'll be back next Sunday night right here on We Talk Radio Network with another topic from the E-Man After Show. Y'all guys be blessed tonight. We'll see y'all on the other side. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.